If a human were to be built to live to, say, age 200, he or she would not exactly be a looker. People would be shorter, heavier, and almost gnomish if they had evolved to have a longer old age. That's according to researchers at the International Longevity Center in New York. They've created a vision of a human being who would age better. They've published their research in the March issue of the journal Scientific American. One of those researchers, Dr. Robert Butler, says their model improves on parts of the human body which do not age well.
One of the kinds of things we could do is to have bigger ears, stronger and more hair cells, which are the necessary items in our ears that transmit sound. We could rewire our eyes so that we would wind up with less opportunity for retinal detachments. We could curve our neck forward. We could also have stronger and more muscle mass and stronger bones and stronger joints. We could also have better check valves in our veins in order to reduce varicosities, which are, of course, embarrassing to many.
And your redesigned body, how long would that last?
Of course, we don't really know, but it could last a while. And certainly with the new prospects of this century, with gene-based medicine and with what some call regenerative or spare parts medicine, we can even do some replacements.
I'm looking at a sketch of the redesigned body, and it looks like a body designed by committee. Aesthetically, there's something missing here.
Well, of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. And if we were built that way, we might think it's really quite beautiful. And you're right, there were three people in this committee, Jay Olshansky and Bruce Carnes and myself. We had a great deal of fun with this. And while it was intended to be fun, it was also intended to be a serious reminder to people that you really should make good use of what you presently have.
What about the connections between all this? I mean, you fix one thing or think you fixed, and it could result in something else breaking down somewhere else.
Well, you're absolutely right. Of course, that's one of the ironies of the human condition. So often unintended consequences emerge. Again, our thought was to help make people think about how they take care of themselves and what we might be able to do with appropriate investments in biomedical research.
And we want all these people living so much longer, it's getting crowded here.
Not really. What's happening, interestingly enough, and it happens in nature in general, in Europe, Japan, there are decisive drops in birth rates, which counterbalances beautifully the increase in population.
What would you do for the mind?
Well, the mind, already things are being done for. In fact, there are both behavioral and pharmacological efforts well underway to improve memory, problem solving. And we even know that simple things like doing acrostics and puzzles and doing a variety of problem solving exercises, that we can maintain the mind.
So if people see me doing crossword puzzles, it's okay, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The tougher, the better.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Robert Butler is president of the International Longevity Center in New York.